Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Time now for sports. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, joins us. Hey there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So lots going on all over the sports world, but I want to start with wrestling and the fact that the International Olympic Committee has chucked the sport out of the Olympic Games.
The metaphors are wonderful, you know.
In my script, it says body slammed.
Wrestling, body slammed, thrown to the mat. It's just the
pinned.
Sports writers all over the country having a field day with it.
So let's listen what Olympic Committee, IOC spokesman Mark Adams had to say yesterday when he announced that wrestling is not going to be in the 2020 Games.
This was the best program for the Olympic Games in 2020. It is not a case of what's wrong with wrestling, it is what's right with the 25 core sports. And that, I think, is the way that we, as the IOC, would look at it.
Now, Bill, isn't wrestling one of the original Olympic sports, though?
Yeah, the phrase core sports is curiouser and curiouser as the Olympics go on. Golf is now a core sport.
I'm sorry, golfers. I didn't mean to laugh.
No, it's fine. It's fine. People should
television.
Play golf. It's lovely. But, yeah, absolutely. Wrestling was involved in the original Olympics. What do we see on these amphora that come out of ancient Greece?
Exactly.
Guys wrestling against each other. Absolutely.
They're not coated in olive oil anymore.
A very curious decision from the standpoint of the people who regard wrestling highly. And in some ways, probably a political decision. Apparently, the people who made the decision are somewhat Western European biased, overbalanced. The sport is more popular in Eastern Europe and in the U.S. and Russia and various other places. So there already have been cries of unfair.
Now, interesting, because other sports in the past have been thrown out because maybe they just weren't as popular, and you know we want to have eyeballs on televisions during the Olympic Games, or also like one country was just, you know, so dominant that there wasn't really much of a competition. That doesn't seem to be the case here with wrestling.
No, the U.S. is going to suffer. They've won a lot of wrestling medals, but Russia has won a lot of wrestling medals. And as you point out, several other countries have been successful at various weight classes in wrestling as well. So I think it's more that people are saying the ticket sales were down in London for wrestling. A TV viewership was down for wrestling in London. Oddly enough, although wrestling appeared to suffer after Title IX went in, a lot of people said, oh, Title IX, that's killing boys' wrestling programs in high schools and colleges. It's up again. If you look at more recent years, there's a rise in popularity, more high schools and colleges bringing those programs back, programs for girls and women who want to wrestle as well. So it's a curious decision and one that I think there's a legitimate objection to.
Oh, interesting. Well, let's move on, if we can, to the family of former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. They've released a report this week which blasted last year's investigation conducted by former FBI Director Louis Free. The so-called Free Report was commissioned by the University of Pennsylvania, and that found that Joe Paterno, among others, covered up allegations of sexual abuse by now convicted Jerry Sandusky. The report paid for by the Paterno family concludes that Free relied on rank speculation. So, Bill, your response to that first?
Well, one of the objections in the Paterno family report is that Free didn't talk Free and his people didn't talk to all the witnesses they should have talked to. But there's no mention of the fact that the people working for Louis Free did not have subpoena power. They didn't have any penalties that they could levy against people who didn't want to talk to him. A lot of those people were looking at the possibility of criminal charges, and so they weren't going to go talk to a guy conducting an investigation based on being paid for by the university because it might have compromised their own cases somewhere down the line. So that criticism is completely unfair. It's not surprising that the Paterno family wants to put on the record a report that casts Joe Paterno in a better light than the original Free report did. But I don't think it really changes very much in terms of Joe Paterno's one of the more powerful people on the Penn State campus for many, many years. Mm. And that's where this all occurred.
Well, last but not least, even though Anthony's on assignment today, I'm going to hold true to Radio Boston tradition, I've got to ask you about the Red Sox.
It's all gloomy news. They have a pitching prospect who shot himself in the leg and then announced that he's okay. And then they have Clay Buchholz, who apparently injured himself bending over to pick up a baseball. This is not a good beginning to spring training.
It's probably better that Anthony's not here.
It would have been one thing if he'd injured himself throwing, you know, even on the side. He bent over to pick up a baseball and pulled his hamstring. There's no rule against stretching before the actual workout begins.
I think that's what's advised.
In all other sports, but baseball is a peculiar world.
But before I let you go, I mean, is it good news, maybe, that John Henry says he's not going to sell the Sox?
I don't know. It's never good news for a manager when an owner announces a vote of confidence in a manager, because generally 24 hours later, the manager gets fired. So whether it's, there are secret agents throughout the financial community now sending out feelers about sale of the Sox, I don't have any idea.
Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, broadcast right here every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can also hear him Wednesdays with us at Radio Boston. Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.
Stay with us, because when we come up, we'll talk about love and romance in the digital age. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.